Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Cardale Jones, on the
Buckeye legend,
on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline, joins us here on Bull and Fox. All right, so Cardale, when I was promoting you earlier as far as the interview, I had no it just kind of rolled off my tongue. I said, you know, Ohio State legend Cardale Jones. Now, you don't have to be modest here. Do you feel, certainly that magical 2014, 2015, do you feel that a legend is a fair label for you?
Not at all, man. I just went in and pretty much got the ball to the playmakers, man. And looking back on that run, yeah, we had a lot of success as a team. But, I mean, I didn't play as well as I could have played. But, you know, I was surrounded by unbelievable talent, offense and defense. So they made my job a lot easier.
Would you categorize yourself as more of a legend than Dustin Fox?
No, absolutely.
Of course, absolutely. Of course not. Of course not. And yeah, the things he did at Ohio State and then on to the next level, of course not. I mean, I'm still chasing him.
Never the Big Ten championship game MVP, a Sugar Bowl champion. And, well, I was a college football champion, but I'll tell you what you did, Cardale, no joke, what, that run, and I was at both games. I was at the Alabama game and the Oregon game. It was one of the greatest experiences as an ex-alum slash fan that I think I've ever been a part of. So, yes, you are a legend, Cardale, at least in my eyes.
Well, I definitely appreciate that. I definitely appreciate the perspective and giving you guys a piece of Ohio State history that, you know, you guys can hold forever, and I was a part of that. And definitely just looking forward to the Buckeyes kicking off this upcoming season, I'll tell you that.
So you are still, I mean, I think every Buckeye, former player, Dustin, same way, like you're always, you're not that far away. No matter where you're at, where you're playing, you're always in tune with what's going on with the Buckeyes, right?
Oh, no doubt. No doubt. You got to be. And it's like that. And like you said, Dustin knows it. I mean, it's just a brotherhood. It's such a cliche, but it is such a brotherhood. You take so much pride in, you know, not just the football program, but the university as a whole. You know, you've got to stay in touch with it.
Early in the season for you with the D.C. Defenders and the XFL, I know coming off a tough loss over the weekend, but kind of assess your play, your team's play, and kind of just where you're at in general here, getting accustomed and getting acclimated to the new league with Vince McMahon.
I mean, football is football at the end of the day. As long as it's 100, about 53 and a half, you know, the rules are pretty much the same. So it's really no acclimation period or trying to adjust. I mean, yeah, of course we got, you know, learning a new playbook and players and things like that, but the game is still the same. Coming off a tough loss out in L.A. and, you know, only thing that we can do now is kind of watch the film, get better from it, and look forward to Tampa Bay.
Cardale, is the league what you thought it would be? Is it more? Is it, you know, where are you with the XFL? I mean, I love watching it. I think the production from a TV standpoint is fantastic. I think the quality of play is better than I actually thought it would be. And obviously, us folks here in Cleveland are excited because we get to watch you play each and every week. But, you know, what are your thoughts on the status of the league and where you are with it?
I'm loving it, like I said, because it's back to playing football. You know, I've pretty much been off ever since the last preseason game. And, you know, like I said, just back to playing football. I didn't have any expectations on how things are going to be or opponents or environments, things like that. At the end of the day, like I said before, as long as it's 100 by 53 and a half, I'm excited to be out there.
Is it, I mean, Cardale, do you feel like this is, I know it's still early here with DC and the XFL, but do you think this is the track you need to get on? Because I know ultimately your goal is to get back in the NFL and succeed there. Is this the track you feel that is best for you to make that happen?
Honestly, my goal is to win a championship here. Whatever happens after that happens, just continue to put my team in a position and try to win each and every game we go out there and play. But I think the XFL is doing an unbelievable job when it comes to pretty much keeping the game the same and giving guys an opportunity to play professional football. You know, I don't think I really approached this as, oh, this is my way back into the NFL or things like that, because I wouldn't say back into the NFL because I turned down going to other teams to commit to the XFL. This is my opportunity to be the guy, the starter, and the quarterback of a franchise.
Cardo, what's your favorite rule that's different than traditional football in the NFL?
I think my favorite rule is honestly a rule that doesn't have to do with me at all. It's with the kicking game.
Yeah.
It's with the kicking game and the way they do the kickoffs and line, you know, each team up on the other side of the field, I think on the 30 and the 35, and and no one can move until the returner catches the ball. So it helps. I mean, it eliminates a lot of the collisions and a lot of full speed collisions. So I think that's my favorite rule so far, because I definitely believe that's adding that the health element into the game of football. You look at all the stats over the years of a lot of the injuries and the big collisions happen on kickoff and kick return.
Yeah, I definitely agree with you on that one. I do like that rule. Cardell Jones with us on the hotline. Cardell, let me ask you this question. As I watched week one, I'm sitting there watching teams struggle to get the PAT for the 1 point. I'm thinking, why don't teams go for three every single time?
That's a great question. I mean, I'm pretty sure some logistics behind that. We're still trying to figure them out as a whole.
Sure.
I mean, you got an opportunity to go for 1, 2, and 3. And, I mean, it can play a huge part. You know, it can play a huge part depending on the scores of the game, because, you know, usually you look at three touchdowns in the NFL, you usually got 21 points. But now, you know, 3 touchdowns in the XFL, you miss all your extra point opportunity. You got 18. Or potentially,
yeah, but you only got to get one of those 3-pointers, and then you got your 21. You think you're going to get three touchdowns, you're at least going to get your 21 points, right?
Yeah, exactly. So it's still some logistics playing around with that, and how you want to do it, and what's the risk reward type stuff. So I mean, I somewhat agree with you, but then again, it's one play from 10-yard line. You almost for sure it's a pass, so it's tough.
Cleveland native, Ohio State legend, actually also Glenville High School legend as well, as Cardell Jones joins us.
Tar Blooders.
That's right. Go Tar Blooders. On the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. Cardell, let me ask you about, I mean, we've seen, you know, different rules are coming into play, or at least being bandied about from, you know, college to the NFL. And now you're in the XFL, and you see a quarterback kind of maybe in your position that you were in coming out. Do you think that we're going to see maybe some quarterbacks want to, after starring in college, maybe not eligible yet for the NFL, take the leap to the XFL? Is that something that you would recommend, considering the experiences you've had to date?
That's such a tricky question, because you still have to factor in the education part of staying in college and things like that. And, it's just more than about playing a game of football. And, you know, you look at that and say, okay, what if they, you know, try to do that and it don't pan out in the XFL? Because you still got to understand that, you know, coming from college and trying to play professional ball, even after the 3 or 4 years you're required to stay in school, that training to get ready for the combine, the NFL, the rookie mini camps, is to really change your body, to get accustomed to people that's going to be bigger, faster, stronger, hitting you. So, I mean, I don't know if I was a college player, I'd be so anxious to leave a year early, mm-hmm. Offer a few more bucks in your pocket.
But what if it was $1 million?
I mean, I don't know. You're still putting your body at risk. I'm just saying, like, because you look at that transition from okay, I'm not going to college. Oh, I want to forego my third season in college to, you know, play professional ball, then hopefully get to the NFL the following year. Well, I don't know that time frame of how much training you would need to really transform your body and get ready for a XFL or a professional league playbook and how things are ran. So, I mean, it's always good to make money, but it's, you got to weigh out the risk and reward of it.
Cardo, one last thing for me, and I've always been fascinated by this, and I wonder your thoughts on it. And again, you don't have to answer the question if you don't want to, but you went back for your senior year, and you could have went pro after, you know, going to the national championship, and you know, maybe you'd have been drafted higher, maybe you'd have more money, who knows? But you do announce, you go back, and we all know what happens. You still get drafted, but any regrets in not coming out after that season?
No, no regrets at all, actually. You know, having a chance to look back on the process and how things, you know, unfolded for me. You know, I definitely don't have any more regrets of that because, you know, it gave me more playing experience, even though it wasn't, you know, the ideal situation. And it also, you know, an end goal was getting me closer to my degree. So I have zero regrets on going back to school. I mean, I just know I didn't want to stay for a fifth year. I know that.
Well, by the way, Carl, you are different than a lot of players. I mean, you're like in the, you know, 25%, you know, because a lot of guys would have just jumped to that opportunity and grabbed the cash, you know?
Yeah, yeah. And then a lot of people don't realize and understand. I mean, I was in the midst of, okay, understanding that, okay, I went here to play football, have opportunity to play in the NFL. Well, this guy named JT Barrett comes in. He's younger than me. He's about to freaking win the Heisman. This is going to be his show for the next, you know, 4 or 5 years. So I was already in that mindset of still being there for my team, still doing what I have to do to make sure I'm ready. But I was already kind of preparing for the real world. And everybody know how it went down with JT getting hurt in the season, things like that. And I didn't want to throw away all of the real life experience I was getting just because I finally had an opportunity to play football. And I felt like leaving to go to the NFL was going to do that. You know, so I was like, yeah, no way I want to do that yet.
Gotcha.
All right, Cardell, we'll get you out of here with this. And I know you're focused. You said it right from the beginning. I'm focused on winning an XFL championship and coming off that loss this weekend. You're focused on what you got to do. But, okay, you are a proud Cleveland native in addition to being a proud Buckeye. Has there ever been a moment that you're thinking to yourself, you know, it would be nice to be calling the plays and maybe being behind center for the Cleveland Browns?
I mean, honestly, I always dreamed of just playing in the NFL, period, playing professional ball, no matter what city, no matter being behind what center. But, I mean, that would be cool to be behind center in your hometown. I'm pretty sure that I get a lot of support and things like that. And also just have an opportunity to go out and compete each and every week.
All right. Whether you want to admit it or not, you're a legend. And we appreciate the time today. Good stuff and success moving forward. Thank you, bud.
I appreciate it, guys. Thanks for having
me. Thanks, Cardo.
All right, that's Cardale Jones.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.